Hello, everyone. This is Ali Silva. Welcome to another chilling episode of Drama, Music, and Laughter from our Laugh Clown Laugh Show, recorded live on September 25th, 2016 at the Slipper Room in New York City. Friends, there is an old story, an urban myth, perhaps, that goes something like this. A deeply depressed man visits his doctor seeking some sort of relief for his anguish. "I can see no point in carrying on any longer," he tells the doctor. "I only grow more inconsolable the longer I fail to understand the bitter cruelty of existence. Surely there must be a powder or tonic that you can prescribe for my melancholic state." "Ah, you're much too young to feel this way, good sir," the doctor says, after a moment of reflection and consideration. "But I do, in fact, have the perfect prescription for you. Go to the Covent Garden Theater tonight and get yourself a good seat up close for the pantomime show. I saw this show myself, and I must tell you, Grimaldi the Clown! Oh, how I laughed and laughed and laughed! He restored all the happiness and joy missing in my own heart. Go, go now and see him, and you, without any doubt, will be cured, my good man." "But, doctor," says the young patient, "I am Grimaldi. Behind every laugh is a tear, they say. Or in tonight's show, perhaps a scream. Don't Kill the Bit, an original radio play by Rebecca Graves, will make you think twice before asking to send in the clowns."
"What are the magic words, children?"
"Presto Changeo!"
"That's right, boys and girls."
"Now, if my lovely assistant Nora will lend me a hand."
"I can lend you a hand, or two, or three, or four."
"Now, where did you get all of those hands, Bumpty?"
"Well, I've always considered myself to be handy." "Pick this one up at the second-hand store. This one from the third-hand store, and this one from the..."
"We get the picture, Bumpty. Now, children, do you want to see what happens after you say the magic words?"
"Yeah!"
"I think we need those magic words one more time. On the count of three. One, two, three!"
"Presto Changeo!"
"And lovely assistant Nora, will you do the honors? Whisk away the cloth to see what it reveals."
"Certainly. Here we go."
Ta-da!
"Well, this is odd.
Where are the birds?"
"Bumpty, have you seen my parakeets?"
"But they're right here. Don't you see them?"
"All I see are two books."
"Sorry, children. Sometimes Bumpty can be a little bit of a dum-dum."
"I am not a dum-dum. Look more closely."
"The complete poetical works of John Keats."
"A pair of Keats."
"Let's get the birthday boy up here and see if he can help figure this out. Benny, will you do us the honor?"
"Everyone give Benny a round of applause."
"Benny, do you know any magic tricks?"
"Well, this one time my uncle taught me a card trick and I did it, but that was a long time ago and I think I forgot."
"Don't worry. You won't need cards for this trick. You're going to help us find Marvelous Maurice's birds. I think our friend Bumpty was a little careless with our prize parakeets. But do you think that you can help us?
Yeah, I think so.
Good man. Let's grab these books here and see if we can make them take flight, shall we? Nora, if you'll do me the honor of replacing the drape.
Go ahead, Benny. Let's hear the magic word.
Abracadabra?
Say it again with him, children.
Abracadabra!
Oh! Oh, what is that I hear? Come here, Benny. Help me to pull away the drape.
There we are. A couple of proper birds this time.
Everyone give Benny a round of applause. That was great, buddy.
Yay! I'm Maurice the Marvelous, and this is my lovely assistant, Nora.
And don't forget me. I'm Bumpty the Clown. Thanks for playing with us, kids.
And if you liked our show, remember to tell your parents how you want Maurice the Marvelous to come to your next birthday party.
And his sidekick, Bumpty.
Children, you'll be thrilled to hear that I'm getting the secret signal that it's now time for cake and ice cream. Yay! Hey, Bert, what's the big idea?
What?
You have to stop pulling stunts like that. The kids don't get it, and it throws us off our game.
I thought I was very much on my game today. Besides, what's with all the digs at me? That's not cool.
Listen, we're a magician and a clown act. Why don't you just leave the magic to the real magician here?
Oh, come on, Maury. I only did a couple of stupid tricks. Plus, the parents loved the Keats gag.
You messed with our big closer. And we're not here for the adults. They hire us to entertain their children. And children don't get jokes about English romantic poets. I'm starting to think you're not cut out for this, Bert.
Well, I think our closer needs to be bigger.
This isn't exactly Vegas here.
Well, I for one am ready for the next level. I mean, how are we gonna make it if our big finale is a couple of birds? I mean, where's the complexity?
Stick to the jokes, Bert. I don't know exactly what you thought your future would hold on the day you graduated from clown college, but what we're doing right now is pretty much the definition of making it in this biz. And if you don't like it, I'm sure we can find another clown who would be up for the job.
Listen, you're great at what you do, but we can't have you sabotaging the act. I think it's important that we're all...
Oh, hi, Mrs. Harris. Did you enjoy the show?
Everything was wonderful. Benny loved it, and so did the children. Say, do you have a card? One of my friends is looking to book something in a month for her daughter's 10th birthday.
Of course. Is your friend still here? I could talk to her now about specifics and get it on the books.
Dear old Bumpty and I love any opportunity to surprise and delight young minds. The group today was particularly advanced. I can spot a talented youngster immediately, and I have to say, your Benny could really light up a stage one day.
Oh, yes. I could easily see him working the follow spot for some of the greats. Quite a son you got there, Miss Harris.
Oh, quite the dry wit you have on your team here, Nora. If you don't mind, we can settle up now, and then I can introduce you to my friend Clover.
Oh, wonderful.
Clover, this is Nora. Nora, my friend Clover.
Oh, the lovely assistant. Oh, well, yes, indeed. But I'm also the manager for the Marvelous Maurice and his buddy Bumpty.
How delightful. I bet it takes a strong woman to keep those two in line.
It does take a certain finesse, to be sure.
I was telling Nora you were looking into something for Zoe's birthday party next month.
Oh, yes. Wow, I would love to give business to a woman who can not only look great in sequins, but can also run a company. Us women have to look out for each other, am I right? I pride myself in supporting the feminist cause in any way I can. So tell me, do you do princess parties?
Actually, primarily we're a magician and clown act, but we can talk about what you have in mind and see what we can come up with.
I'll let you two girls chat. It's almost time for presents.
I'm sorry, Clover, you were saying?
Yeah, Zoe's just obsessed with princesses right now.
Anyone in particular?
You heard of that movie Glacial Palace?
Oh, of course I have. So I take it Zoe is a big Greta and Hilda fan.
Yeah, that's putting it mildly. She asked me for a French braid every day since we saw that movie. I have no idea how to do that. Thank God for YouTube tutorials. And the nanny, obviously. But do you think you'd be able to come up with something?
Well, we've never done anything like that, but I'm sure we could come up with a creative solution.
And would you play one of the princesses? Do you have someone else who could play the sister?
Possibly. May I ask what budget you have in mind? We'd have to rent costumes and bring on an extra person.
Name your price. I'm actually in kind of a pickle. You see, I left this till the last minute, and any legit princess party company is booked for like the next 6 months. I mean, not that you're not legit. I just am assuming that princess parties aren't usually in your wheelhouse.
We're always up for a challenge. Let me talk to my team and see if we can put a quote together for you. We're booked on a Saturday and 2 Sundays next month, but otherwise wide open.
Nora, you're just a doll. Are you open on Saturday the 25th? Because that's Zoe's actual birthday, and I've already been spreading the word.
Oh, no, that's the Saturday that we're booked.
Well, what are they paying you? Tell me and I'll double it and call that the deposit. Does that sound fair?
I'm so sorry. I really hate to cancel on clients. It's just not good for our reviews and reputation in general.
I really want to make this work, and I would make it worth your while. You're a clown. I saw he did a few magic tricks. What if you just sent your magician, that Maurice guy, to the other gig and bring your clown to Zoe's party, and then you two can do the whole thing? Plus the sister princess. We need that, or Zoe's going to flip.
Well, that's a thought. Bumpty doesn't really do magic, though. He's a clown. I'll bring it to my team and see what they think.
Seems like he could do enough to impress a bunch of fourth graders. Oh, and he could dress up as Oliver the Friendly Yeti, because, you know, like, a clown doesn't really go with the theme.
Yes, theme is important. Mm-hmm. I understand. But like I said, I will have to take it to the team to see if we can work it out.
Fabulous. And if the sister princess could do face paint, that would be great. Thank you so much, Nora. Girl power.
Oh, yeah. Girl power.
Absolutely not.
I don't hate the idea.
Of course you don't. You'd finally be the star of the show like you always wanted.
And you'd be the star of your show, too. It'd be a solo magician act.
Is that what you want? We used to be a great team, Bert. Then you had to go start getting uppity and trying to make Nora and me look stupid.
Guys, we need to figure this out. We have a lot of money on the table here. We would be able to upgrade a lot of our equipment. Maury, you'd be able to get that Golden's box you've always wanted. You could finally saw me in half.
I'm not hesitating about the money. I just don't want to risk diluting the brand.
Diluting the brand? Wow, that's a real yellow-bellied way of saying you don't think I can carry a show. Now, I'll have you know I've been working on an illusion that'll make your eyes pop out of your skull, and this party would be perfect to finally try it out.
Yeah, I'm sure. You can crack a couple of jokes and do some sleight of hand, but your showmanship does not
align with the elementary school crowd. Highbrow puns and a card trick just won't cut it.
We're really overthinking this. Not to start another argument, but Bert's role in this party would be pretty small, thankfully.
Hey, I take offense to that. Whatever, I'll do it.
Okay, so Bert, I have your vote. Maury, what does the marvelous Maurice have to say?
Fine. But you need to find me an assistant for that day.
Oh, I can make that happen. I'm meeting with a few girls today to see if I can find someone to play the other princess sister. I'm sure there's one in the mix who can go with you, Maury. And Bert, we need to get to the costume rental store.
Whoa, why? Can't I just wear my Bumpty outfit?
No. We need to get you a Yeti costume.
What?
Oh, have fun being the star of a show in that getup.
But how am I supposed to perform dressed like a Yeti? I mean, I need to be able to see what I'm doing for the illusion I have in mind.
Bert, really, I think we can get away without doing a show per se. This mom wants a princess party with face painting and story time with the two princesses. If you can figure out how to do your usual small gags while in costume, like, I don't know, pulling a quarter out of a kid's ear, that would be more than enough.
Nora, I thought I was on board, but now I'm not. But I am a trained August clown, and I'm a damn good magician. I'm not some faceless theme park flunky.
Oh, now you're a clown. I thought you were ready for the next level.
Well, here it is, friend. Next level for you is a Yeti. Enjoy the limelight.
Listen, it is just one gig, Bert. If you can't get it together and do this gig and do it right, you're out of the act.
What? You can't do that.
Yes, I can. This is my business, and you're jeopardizing my income. Maury, do you have my back on this?
She's right, Bert. If you're not on board, maybe we should go our separate ways.
Fine. I'll do it. I'm in.
That's it. You're fine with this.
Sure. Sure. We'll make it work.
Oh, okay. Great. I'll call Clover with the quote. Okay, children. My sister Greta and I have a surprise for you. We were able to bring one of our friends with us from the Glacial Palace. Who do you think it is?
Is it your boyfriend?
No, it's not my royal suitor.
Oh, I know. My mom told me.
Well, who is it? Princess Zoe, do you want to introduce him?
It's Oliver, the friendly Yeti.
Yes, that's right, boys and girls. Our Yeti friend Oliver made the trip with us all the way from Dusselhaven to wish Princess Zoe a very happy birthday. Come on out, Oliver.
Oh. That's not Oliver!
Yeah, sorry, children. That's right, I'm not Oliver. Oliver got sick and sent me instead. I'm his friend, Jellybean the Jester. I live in the Glacial Palace with Hansel and Gretel and all those other guys. Anyway, guess what? I can do magic!
Oh, hi, Jellybean! It's very nice to see you, but Oliver promised he would be here for the party. Oliver and I had an agreement. Maybe he forgot.
No, he didn't forget. He's just very, very sick.
Jellybean, can you do magic like Princess Hilda?
Actually, I don't know if she told you, but Princess Helga's powers don't work outside the palace, so old Jellybean here can do magic even better than her.
But right now we have face painting and then cake. Doesn't everyone want to get their face painted by Princess Greta?
I want to see magic.
Princess Zoe, is it? Do you really want to see some magic?
Yeah. Make me fly.
Well, I can't do that. But let's see what I have up my sleeve.
I want to see magic! 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 Magic!
Okay. All right, children, okay. Do you think we can convince Princess Glinda here to help me out? Maybe she still has a little of her power so she can lend me, even though she's far, far away from home.
I want to help.
You'll have your turn, little girl. But this first trick, I need Hildy's assistance. I heard she's very good at assisting. Isn't that right, Hildy?
Jellybean. You know I always try to help my good friends when they're in need. Maybe we should go and try to help Oliver to get better so he can join us at the party.
Can Oliver even do magic?
No. No, he cannot. He's a Yeti, and he's too clumsy.
I want to see magic!
Magic!
Magic! Magic! Magic!
Princess Olga, I think Princess Zoe and her friends want to see a magic trick. Will you please help me?
Sure. What do I need to do?
Great. Help me drape the cloth over this table here.
Okay.
Now, children, do you know the magic words?
Please and thank you.
Oh, you're a riot, Your Worship. Though you're technically not wrong. I'm thinking for this something, this trick, something with a little more pizzazz. Maybe something like... Blizzardy Boozle.
Say it with me, children, on the count of three. Right, Jellybean?
That's right. Here we go. One, two, three.
Blizzardy Boozle!
What happened? I don't see anything.
Will Princess Hippo remove the cloth to see if our magic words worked?
Okay, ready.
Just a moment, Hippo. Hey, Princess Zoe, can you come up here for a minute?
Yeah!
That's a very lovely dress you have on. Will you twirl for us?
I want to see magic!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you will, sweetheart. This is going to help Princess Hannah, twirl for us.
Okay.
Now reach into your pockets.
But I don't have any pockets.
Are you sure?
Hey, what are these?
Looks like mittens to me. But they look a little too big for you. Say, Princess Gretel, I bet those would fit you perfectly.
I don't know. I think I prefer gloves.
Well, it's not polite to turn down a gift, Princess. You don't have to wear them. You'd probably be more comfortable, though.
Okay. Is it time to remove the tablecloth?
Yep. Go ahead. See, Princess Zoe? I needed Princess Hillside's help to turn this table into ice.
I am the real Princess Hilda in my body!
Yay!
Princess Zoe, do you want to help me with this next one?
Yeah!
Okay, all right. All right, I need you to help Matilda wrap her cloak tightly around her like a burrito. Hey, let's talk about this great Princess Zoe. How great she is at assisting. Isn't she great, kids? Let's give her a round of applause. All right. Stop.
All done.
Princess Zelda, how do you feel? Did Zoe wrap you up nice and snug?
Yes, as snug as a bug in a rug.
Okay, good. Zoe, now I need you to repeat after me. They're the magic words, and they're really important. And as you're saying the words, I need you to walk slowly around Princess Olga four times.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah, what's gonna happen?
Well, let's find out. Okay, so repeat after me. It's snowing in the north.
It's snowing in the north.
And there's a blizzard in the west.
And there's a blizzard in the west.
Bert might be a silly clown, but at magic, he's the best.
Bert, I swear this is it for you.
Princess, I need you to be quiet, or this could go very badly for you.
Who's Bert?
This magic won't work. If you don't repeat the words, the magic words, Zoe, I'll say it again. Bert might be a silly clown, but at magic, he's the best.
Bert might be a silly clown.
But at magic, he's the best.
But at magic, he's the best.
And then all together, the magic words we learned earlier. 1, 2, 3.
Blizzardy Boozle!
Where'd she go?
Look over there.
Is that real? Oh, I want to go touch it. Is she really made of ice?
She really is. Behold, Princess Hilda, our snow queen, carved out of ice.
How did you do that?
Princess Zoe, a magician, never reveals his secrets.
Can you turn her back?
Nah. Besides, why would you want to do that? Don't you want Princess Hilda to stay with you forever?
Yeah, but won't she melt?
Yes, she will. But very slowly. It takes a long time for a piece of ice that big to melt.
Cool your money keeper!
Your wish is granted, Princess Zoe.
Hey, kids, it's time for cake and ice cream.
Yay!
It's hot out here. Hey, where'd Nora go?
She's over there.
Oh! How cool! I bet the kids flipped over that. I told Nora I'd settle up with her during cake and ice cream. I can go meet her wherever she is, back to her van or something, whatever.
Well, she had to go. We didn't want to risk the kids seeing her after the magic act, you know?
Oh, of course, that makes sense. You guys are such pros. So, can I give the payment to you?
Absolutely. It'll be great to have some assets that aren't frozen for once.
You're hilarious. What's your name again?
Today, I'm Jelly Bean. But you can call me Bupty.
I'm usually just a clown, but every now and then I have a magic trick that really sticks. Here's my card.
What's the magic word, children?
Abracadabra!
That's right! So, on the count of three, say the magic word with me, and there'll be a special surprise behind this curtain for the birthday boy. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Okay. 1, 2, 3! Abracadabra!
Is she okay? Why is her face all blue like that?
Don't you know? It's Princess Hilda from Glacial Palace, dummy.
Give you the wrong impression. there's no one around. The tears of a clown when there's no one around.
Woo! Woo!
That was the melodious and beautiful Martina da Silva singing The Tears of a Clown, made famous by Mr. Smokey Robinson. And now this word from one of our sponsors.
Ali Silva in The Clown Jewels.
And now I, the great Garbanzo, will need a volunteer from the audience.
Me!
Terrific. And I'll just need to borrow that lovely necklace.
I changed my mind.
Aw, come on, Ali. It's just a magic trick.
But he's a clown magician. And I think I saw this same guy working the grand opening of that new car wash the other day.
You'll be all right. Go on.
If anything happens to this necklace, James, this one-of-a-kind, bespoke, fifth-and-maiden, handcrafted creation, I will throttle both you and this clown with my bare hands.
Save the overripe melodrama for your next performance. And give the clown your necklace already. I want to see the magic trick.
Okay. It's against my better judgment, but here goes.
Thank you very much, little lady.
Little lady?
Now observe. First, I dunk the necklace in this can of black paint.
No!
And then I'm going to put it under this velour cloth and whack it four times with this giant mallet.
What are you doing, you fool?
I prefer Madcap Maker of Mary, miss. Then I take the shattered fragments here and...
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you.
Easy, Allie.
Unhand me, James.
Then I... swallow the fragment.
You idiot.
Allie! Whoa, little lady, please put away your switchblade. Just look in your purse.
My purse?
Open it up. What do you see?
My necklace. Phew, that was close. I don't have to kill a clown after all. How did you do that? Wait a minute, Great Garbanzo, there's slobber all over my necklace.
Well, it did have to pass through my intestines.
Oh.
James Reeser here. And a hard lesson learned. Don't clown around when it comes to the best in handcrafted jewelry. Fifth and Maiden offers wholesale organic luxury jewelry and housewares that blend clean lines...
with a bit of shimmer.
With a bit of shimmer!
Made with exquisite natural finds directly from the stunning California coastline. All Fifth and Maiden pieces are handcrafted in their SoCal studio. To learn more, just go to their website, fifthandmaiden.com. Fifth and Maiden are the official jewelers of Fireside Mystery Theater.
And that concludes our program. In this episode, the part of Maurice was played by James Reeser. The part of Nora was played by Courtney Gillian-Cholovich. The part of Bert was played by Eric Davy Gislison. Mary Murphy played the parts of Mrs. Harris and Benny. The part of Clover was played by Annabelle Rollison. And I played the part of Zoe. The musical performance, Tears of a Clown, by Stevie Wonder, Hank Cosby, and Smokey Robinson, was arranged and performed by Martina da Silva, accompanied by Dove Mansky. Our show was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and myself for Fireside Mystery Productions. It was directed by Annabelle Rollison. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound designer is Greg Russ. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard. And our production assistant is Brontes Shane Orengo. For listeners in the New York City area, join us for our next live taping, Sunday the 27th of November, at the Slipper Room. The theme? Siblings. Tickets on sale now at slipperroom.com. Also, for our fans in the New Jersey area, we will be performing a special live show at the Bickford Theater at the Morris Museum on Sunday, the 4th of December. All ages are welcome. Tickets on sale at morrismuseum.org. Stay tuned for the next podcast episode of Fireside Mystery Theater. This is your very own Ali Silva. Be sure to mind the shadows.